Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. We appreciate you for joining us for this midweek program. If you've not yet subscribed to the podcast, please make sure you do that in whatever podcast app you use. You will receive around three programs each week, a couple of sermons, as well as these midweek devotionals, and we hope that you will do that, as well as rate and review the podcast anytime you might be able to do so. Sometimes people ask the question, what is my purpose in life? Now, biblically speaking, there are a lot of passages we could go to. You might automatically think of the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, where it's written to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man, or the whole duty of man. But I want you to think of another passage in the New Testament, written by the Apostle Peter, because the passage begins with, "For even hereunto were you called." So there's something here that Peter is writing about that we are called to. In other words, that we have a purpose for. The verse in full, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, in the King James Version says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in His steps." That's an interesting thing that Peter would tell us, that we are to follow in the steps of Jesus. Now, I understand that that passage is talking about when we go through suffering or difficulty. In the context of the book of 1 Peter, it would be when a Christian goes through persecution. But I think Peter is laying down there a principle for us that is true, we might say, across the board, that we are to follow in the steps or follow in the example of Jesus. And so for the next handful of weeks, the goal is here on these midweek programs to do this through the month of February, these four Wednesdays. I want us to briefly think about four ways that we can follow in the way or follow in the footsteps of Christ. And this week, just for a few moments, I want us to begin that study by considering the fact that following Christ or following in His steps means that we follow in the way of obedience. In John chapter 4 and verse 34, the King James Version has Jesus saying, "My meat is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." I've read before that that word meat, which is M-E-A-T, is really the idea of my sustenance, that which sustains someone. So Jesus, in John chapter 4, was saying, while He was here on the earth, that what sustained Him, His meat, was to do what God sent Him to do, and to accomplish, or some translations have, to finish His work, to finish God's work. He would say very much the same thing in John chapter 6 and verse 38, when He said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of Him who sent me." Now, Jesus would say very similar things throughout His ministry, that His work here was to do what He was sent to do, what the Father sent Him to do. It is remarkable for us to consider that. But even more remarkable to me is a passage that the Hebrews writer gives to us that I'll admit I don't fully understand. But Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Hebrews writer said this, speaking of Christ, he said, "Though He were a son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect," or complete, "He became the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him." There's an interesting concept in there that, again, I don't fully understand, because the Hebrews writer does not just say that Jesus obeyed. It said He learned obedience through the things that He suffered. But that whether we understand exactly what that passage means or not, we can understand in context of what we are considering. And that is that we are to follow Jesus' example. We are to learn to be obedient. We are to learn to obey our Father in heaven. When Jesus prayed before His crucifixion, we sometimes talk about how that prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane showed both His divinity as well as His humanity, because His humanity basically said, "I don't want to do this," when He said, "Father, let this cup pass from me." But then His divinity broke through and He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." I want us to all consider this week that that prayer, the last part of that prayer, should always be the prayer of the Christian. When we talk to God, when we pray to God, whatever we are requesting, whatever we are asking God for, whatever we're asking God to hopefully do in our life through providence, or maybe keeping us from by His providence, the reality, the end of all of our prayers should be, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Do we ever consider the fact that following in the steps of Jesus, that following in the way of Jesus, is the path of obedience? Because Jesus did that in His life. What a powerful thought that is. Next week on Wednesday, Lord willing, we will continue this study. We hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast so you can continue with us in this study as we think about some ways that we are to follow in the steps of Jesus. Let me remind you that we are several weeks away now, but I want to let you know that beginning on March the 24th, the century of 2019, because I know people listen to podcasts all over the time, we will be involved in a series of gospel meetings here at the Central Church of Christ. Brother Dan Jenkins from the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ in West Palm Beach, Florida, will be our speaker, and we hope to have him on this podcast a little bit closer to time to that meeting near the end of March. I know that seems like a long way away, but if you're in our area, we would love to have you with us. We also hope to be able to release those sermons on this podcast feed if you're not close to our area, or if you are and just want to have a refresher once you've heard the lessons in person as well. We'll have more to say about that as the time draws closer, but since the podcast this week is a little shorter, I want to take a moment and be letting you know about that coming up near the end of March. Thank you for joining us this week for the Central Focus. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and always remember to keep your central focus on Jesus.